What if the key to a truly extraordinary life isn't about competing with others, but rather about competing with yourself? When Alyssa Finerman received her Wall Street bonus and felt nothing but emptiness, she discovered a profound truth. Success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. Her journey from frustrated finance professional to passionate coach reveals the transformative power of living in your top 1%. Not by outperforming others, but by maximizing your own unique potential. This philosophy has resonated with high achievers across industries, from Olympic athletes to Fortune 500 executives. The book has been featured in Psychology Today and recommended by Tony Robbins as essential reading for anyone seeking to elevate their performance in any area of life. What makes this approach so powerful is that it works regardless of your starting point. Whether you're a CEO or just starting your career, the principles remain the same. Identify your strengths, embrace a can-do mindset, and take consistent action toward meaningful goals. Living in your top 1% isn't about outperforming others. It's about achieving your personal best. This philosophy liberates you from the exhausting comparison game and focuses your energy on maximizing your unique potential. It doesn't demand perfection, but requires vision, continuous progress, and understanding that small mindset shifts create powerful behavioral changes. What makes this concept truly revolutionary is its accessibility. Your top 1% isn't dependent on age, wealth, or education. It's defined by feelings of fulfillment and joy that come from reaching for your personal best. The only requirements are a can-do mindset, passion for your goals, and resilience when facing obstacles. Every achievement, no matter how small, builds confidence for new challenges. Your top 1% might include professional ambitions like starting a business or personal goals like being a great parent or learning to play piano. The journey begins with a simple yet profound question. What does my top 1% look like? It's about using all your strengths and talents while removing limiting words like can't, should, and impossible from your vocabulary. This approach views life as a continuous journey rather than a race with a finish line. You celebrate wins while constantly seeking ways to improve and take on new challenges. Your top 1% level constantly evolves as true top 1%ers always look to raise their game by asking, "Am I living up to my greatest potential?" The philosophy embraces three key themes. You can embrace an I can mindset, you can create your reality, and you can achieve top 1% moments regardless of where you are in life. Consider the author's experience running the Los Angeles Half Marathon despite a previous hip injury and recent calf pull. By maintaining positive self-talk throughout the race, she not only finished under her two-hour goal, but achieved a personal best. Though she didn't win or place in her age group, completing the half marathon represented a top 1% experience that built confidence and left her wondering, if I can do this, what else can I accomplish? Rituals are the secret weapon of peak performers across all domains. Unlike casual habits, rituals are conscious thoughts and actions consistently repeated until they become automatic behaviors that renew energy. They ground you, quiet your mind, and enable peak performance even under pressure. The difference between someone who's punctual, fit, and prepared versus someone who's chronically late, out of shape, and unprepared often comes down to their rituals. Olympic athletes understand this principle intimately. They use visualization rituals before competition because research shows visualization activates the same brain areas as performing the activity itself. When gymnast Simone Biles visualizes her routines before stepping onto the mat, she's actually training her brain for success. Rituals can be practiced daily, weekly, or yearly. While you might be familiar with physical rituals like morning stretches, the most powerful are mental rituals that create a positive mindset. When tennis champion Rafael Nadal follows his precise pre-serve ritual, adjusting his hair, touching his nose, pulling at his shorts, he's not just being superstitious. He's creating mental focus and consistency. The 9 rituals presented in this book provide a comprehensive system for living in your top 1%. Think of them as the operating system for your personal excellence. Just as a computer needs an operating system to function optimally, you need these rituals to perform at your highest level. What makes rituals so effective is that they create automatic excellence. When you develop the ritual of immediately matching obstacles with solutions rather than dwelling on problems, you train your brain to become solution-oriented in all situations. When you establish the ritual of starting each day by identifying your top three priorities, you ensure that what matters most gets done first. The beauty of rituals is that they don't require extraordinary willpower once established. They become your default way of operating, creating excellence on autopilot. This explains why some people consistently achieve remarkable results while others struggle despite similar talents and opportunities. The difference isn't just what they do occasionally, but what they do ritually. Imagine your life as the most important business you'll ever run, You, Inc. As CEO, you oversee all divisions and make all strategic decisions. Like any successful business, You, Inc. requires diversification across multiple areas, continuous assessment, and strategic adjustments when necessary. Whether you're learning a new skill, climbing the corporate ladder, starting a business, building financial security, or making time for fun, you must regularly take inventory to ensure you're on the right path. The You, Inc. blueprint creates a comprehensive picture by examining key life areas, giving you a snapshot of your current condition. All areas must work together to create the strongest, most resilient you. Even if you're succeeding professionally but neglecting relationships, sleep, and nutrition, you can't truly operate at your best or share your greatest gifts with others. Top 1%ers continuously assess, rebalance, and set priorities across all core areas of life. Making yourself a priority is essential for top 1% living. Like putting on your own oxygen mask first on an airplane, you must fuel yourself before helping others. Consider Allison's story, a busy mother and business owner who created 5 hours weekly through creative solutions like babysitting sharing. This resulted in business growth and personal time that made her more effective in all roles. Start with small daily actions. Even 10 minutes can make a difference. Remember that self-care isn't selfish. It's non-negotiable for You, Inc. Managing You, Inc. requires balancing multiple priorities rather than making all or nothing choices. When conflicts arise between personal needs and obligations to others, creative solutions can satisfy both. For example, when faced with choosing between helping your brother by watching his kids or preparing for a career-changing presentation, the solution isn't sacrificing one completely, but finding a workable compromise, preparing on weeknights, hiring a babysitter for a few hours, and asking your brother to adjust his schedule slightly. Your daily rituals should enhance rather than detract from your happiness and productivity. Patrick's story illustrates this perfectly. His morning gym routine, once energizing, became stressful after his divorce because he frequently encountered his ex-wife near the gym. By simply switching to a different gym location, he eliminated these stressful encounters and reclaimed the positive benefits of his exercise ritual. The takeaway is clear. Only maintain rituals that truly add value to You, Inc. Your mindset is the foundation upon which all achievement is built. With our brains producing up to 50,000 thoughts daily, 95% of which are repeated, what you think becomes what you believe. This creates a powerful chain reaction. Thoughts, beliefs, belief system, mindset, actions, reality. When you repeatedly tell yourself, "I can't," you create a self-fulfilling prophecy of limitation. Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck's groundbreaking research shows that people with a growth mindset focused on learning and improvement achieve significantly more than those with a fixed mindset, who believe abilities are innate and unchangeable. Your life stories, built from your beliefs, either enhance or undermine your goals. The challenge is to consciously cultivate a can-do mindset that opens possibilities rather than closes them. People in the top 1% embrace challenges and remain open to growth. They stretch themselves to find new opportunities to learn. Excellence isn't about competing with others, but defining what it means for yourself and taking small steps forward. Top 1% thinkers choose positive, supportive words, make choices that enhance their personal you, Inc., think without limits, and believe they can create their ideal lifestyle. Don's story exemplifies this mindset. Despite discouragement from experienced brokers who told her the real estate market was too competitive for newcomers, she pursued her passion and became a top producer within 3 years. This proves that your starting point determines where you begin, but you determine where you finish. The difference between good and great lies in what you believe you can achieve. When you tell yourself you can't do something, you'll be right. Barbara Fredrickson's research shows that positivity doesn't just replace bad thoughts with good ones, it widens your mind's boundaries and possibilities. While most people have a 2-to-1 ratio of positive to negative emotions, reaching at least 3-to-1 creates transformation, making you more resilient, creative, and able to flourish. Creating a winning mindset requires spring cleaning, throwing out words and phrases that no longer serve your vision. Condition your mind for peak performance by stretching it and trying new things. Choose empowering mantras like, "I feel great and am getting stronger every day," rather than limiting ones. Replace old mindsets, "I have the worst luck," "everyone has limits," "I do not have enough time," with new ones, "I work hard and create my own luck," "the possibilities are limitless," "I make time for my priorities." Just as Roger Bannister broke the impossible 4-minute mile barrier in 1954, which has since become standard for professional runners, you can expand your beliefs about what's possible. Take control of your thought progression and watch how quickly your reality transforms to match your new mindset. Your strengths are your differentiators. What makes you uniquely you? Top 1%ers identify their strengths, use them daily, and put them into action across all areas of life. Research by the Gallup Organization shows people who use their strengths daily are 6 times more likely to be engaged at work and 3 times more likely to report excellent quality of life. Positive psychology, founded by Dr. Martin Seligman, confirms that focusing on character strengths like kindness, zest, gratitude, and love of learning leads to greater happiness and fulfillment. When you use your strengths effectively, they create an upward spiral of hope, optimism, and creativity. Many people struggle to identify their strengths because they don't consistently remind themselves of their best qualities. 4 effective assessment methods can provide insights about your specific strengths. The VS Survey of Character Strengths, Strengths Finder, the Reflected Best Self Exercise, or simply asking 10 trusted people to identify your top 3 strengths. Each assessment provides unique insights to help you recognize and validate your strengths so you can incorporate them into your daily life. Your strengths remain constant regardless of external circumstances, and top 1%ers excel at applying their strengths to overcome challenges. Tim's story illustrates this principle. As a successful marketing manager who started his own firm, he initially struggled with the pressure of finding clients and hiring talent. After focusing on his strengths of leadership, humor, and determination, Tim developed an action plan that restored his confidence. He set priorities, lightened the office mood with humor, and shared his vision with employees. Within 18 months, his firm became profitable with 12 new clients and 3 additional employees. Top 1%ers understand that not all weaknesses need fixing. The key question to ask is, does the weakness get in the way of my top 1% performance? If your goal is to run a company, leadership skills are essential to develop if lacking. If you want to scuba dive but can barely swim, swimming becomes critical. However, if you work with numbers rather than people, interpersonal skills may not need improvement. Once you identify which weaknesses are worth addressing, use the 4-step weakness makeover approach. 1, commit to the weakness you want to improve. 2, believe you can do it. 3, choose 1 step and move into action. And 4, stay on course despite challenges. Remember, you don't need to be exceptional at everything. Effective leaders know to delegate tasks that don't align with their strengths. Goal setting is the engine that drives top 1% performance. When President Kennedy declared in 1961 that America would put a man on the moon by the end of the decade, many thought it impossible. Yet in 1969, Neil Armstrong took that famous first step. Goals provide purpose, increase self-esteem, and enhance satisfaction. For those intimidated by the word goal, alternatives like purpose, aim, or desire work just as well. Research by Sonia Lubia-Morsky in The How of Happiness shows that people who pursue personally significant aspirations are far happier than those without strong dreams. Goals ensure you don't leave potential untapped, create momentum for change, and open your eyes to possibilities. Even small progress can drive meaningful change. Goals help create vision, clarify priorities, enhance motivation, provide daily excitement, build confidence, maintain focus, give hope, and increase accountability and results. Top 1%ers use 7 key strategies for effective goal setting. 1. Start with the ideal situation and work backward. 2. Pursue goals that genuinely excite you. 3. Align goals with core values. 4. Write goals down to create accountability. 5. Craft clear-cut goals without vague terms like more or better. Instead, use specific, measurable targets. 6. Make goals harmonious so they complement rather than compete with each other. And 7. Stretch yourself by setting goals that push beyond what you thought possible. After setting goals comes the critical what now phase, where many people falter after the initial excitement. This phase requires prioritizing goals, breaking them into manageable steps, and maintaining motivation. First, identify your Tier 1 goals, those most meaningful with greatest impact on you, Inc., particularly addressing basic survival needs before aspirational ones. Then, break goals into small, sustainable steps, what the Japanese call Kaizen, or continuous improvement. Small steps build confidence and make overwhelming tasks achievable, whether reading 20 pages daily of a book or viewing 3 homes weekly when house hunting. The power of small steps is demonstrated by Pam Kohner, who started a nonprofit with 1 phone call that eventually provided 800,000 meals to families in need. Choosing the right first step is crucial after creating a vision and goal. Many people fail by trying to accomplish too much at once, triggering a fight or flight response that derails their mission. The ideal small step should feel doable while still challenging you slightly beyond your comfort zone. Top 1%ers stay present, keep it simple, and don't let future obstacles overwhelm them. They also reward themselves along the way to maintain motivation and momentum. Thinking without obstacles means creating a world of possibilities with a can-do mindset that focuses on solutions rather than limitations. Olympic swimmer Dara Torres exemplifies this approach. At 41, after 7 years away from training, 5 knee surgeries, and having a child, she competed in her 5th Olympics against athletes half her age, winning 3 silver medals and setting a new American record. All great achievers encounter obstacles on their path to success. Thomas Edison tried over 2,000 experiments before inventing the light bulb. Frank Gehry's professor told him to choose a different profession. Beethoven composed his greatest symphonies while deaf. J.K. Rowling faced rejection from 12 publishers. Tony Hsieh built Zappos despite being told he couldn't sell shoes online. Obstacles and progress are inseparable partners. The more important your goal, the more willing you'll be to overcome challenges. When your child needs medicine during a snowstorm, you'll drive to the pharmacy because their health outweighs the obstacle. The key is training your mind to create your ideal vision first, as focusing on obstacles prematurely only limits possibilities. Top 1%ers classify obstacles rather than grouping them together, which helps avoid feeling overwhelmed. Obstacles fall into 3 categories: speed bumps, minor issues that slow progress but can be navigated with focus; detours, challenges requiring alternate solutions or Plan B approaches; and roadblocks, major obstacles that can derail progress without determination and commitment. Jennifer Goodman Lynn exemplifies this approach. After being diagnosed with cancer in 2004, she founded Cycle for Survival, which has raised over $8.5 million for cancer research and funded 13 clinical trials, even while battling cancer for the 5th time. She never let cancer define her, demonstrating that obstacles don't stop those with compelling goals and deep desire to succeed. As Jen said, I might have cancer, but cancer doesn't have me, and the minute I change my life for the disease, it wins. While obstacles are objective facts we can't control, we can control our reaction to them. Top 1%ers, like Olympic gold medalist Christy Yamaguchi, who was born club-footed, demonstrate that commitment level determines how we view obstacles. As commitment increases, obstacles decrease in significance because we become determined to do whatever it takes. To overcome obstacles, top 1%ers follow a systematic approach. List all obstacles for each Tier 1 goal, classify each obstacle's significance, develop 3 possible solutions for each genuine obstacle, confirm continued commitment to the goal, and take 1 small step to move past the obstacle. This process works for both anticipated and unexpected challenges. Kenneth Cole exemplifies living in the stretch zone. Filled with passion and entrepreneurial spirit, he built a fashion empire through innovation and willingness to move beyond his comfort zone. Starting his company during a recession in 1982, Cole creatively overcame financial limitations by renting a truck during market week and obtaining filming permits by renaming his company Kenneth Cole Productions to showcase his shoes. His ingenuity resulted in selling 40,000 shoes in just 2.5 days. We function in 3 different zones: the comfort zone, existing habits, low stress, less mental stimulation; the stretch zone, learning and growth with manageable stress levels, clear and focused mind; and the stress/danger zone, feeling constantly overwhelmed with a cluttered, unfocused mind. The ideal zone is the stretch zone, where you take on new challenges, adapt, and build confidence. The challenge is maintaining this zone without tipping into the stress danger zone. Many people feel safe in their comfort zone, but growth happens when you venture beyond it. To assess if you need to leave your comfort zone, consider 1. Progress. If you can't remember your last exciting accomplishment, it's time for a new challenge. 2. Meaningful goals. Pursue something that excites you and adds meaning to your life. 3. Small steps equals big results. Take consistent action toward your goals. Sean's story demonstrates this principle. He transformed from an unfulfilled radio station manager to a passionate personal trainer and basketball coach by honestly assessing his situation, identifying his strengths, and making necessary lifestyle changes with his family's support. To spend more time stretching and less time stressing, implement these 4 strategies. 1. Schedule your priorities rather than prioritize your schedule. Be proactive about making time for what matters. 2. Do it, dump it, or delegate it. Free up time by delegating tasks to focus on your strengths. 3. Say no. Protect yourself from overcommitment when your stress levels reach 7+ on a scale of 10. 4. Focus on the present moment. Reduce anxiety by tackling 1 task at a time rather than obsessing about the past or worrying about the future. Top 1%ers choose to continuously move outside their comfort zone while avoiding the stress zone. They excel at delegating, saying no when appropriate, and managing imbalances. By spending most of their time in the stretch zone, they effectively manage stress levels and consistently perform at their best. Resilience is essential for overcoming obstacles on the path to success. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team before becoming arguably the greatest player ever. Steve Jobs was fired from Apple, the company he founded, before returning to make it the world's most valuable company. Oprah Winfrey was told she was unfit for television before building a media empire. These examples emphasize that the only real mistake is not learning from your mistakes. Resilience isn't all or nothing, but can be developed across different life areas. Research by psychologists Emily Werner and Ruth Smith tracked 698 high-risk children in Hawaii and found that 1/3 excelled, despite difficult circumstances, by building strong relationships and experiencing small wins that built confidence. The key insight is that resilience is not fixed, but rather a skill that can be learned and improved with practice. The 5 steps to boost resilience include 1. Bringing awareness to your thinking style by examining what you say to yourself in challenging situations. 2, setting meaningful goals that give you something to look forward to. 3, learning from experiences rather than repeating the same mistakes. 4, building self-confidence by recognizing areas where you already feel confident and extending that to new domains. And 5, strengthening your relationships to create a support system that helps you handle difficult situations. Resilient people share similar qualities. They learn from mistakes, overcome setbacks, and adapt quickly. They respond constructively to criticism, persist despite rejection, embrace learning opportunities when facing challenges, maintain self-respect during personal betrayals, and accept compliments graciously. Whatever your current mindset, you can consciously move toward the one you desire. Each time you overcome an obstacle, you build your resilience resume and gain valuable experience. Top 1%ers continually seek new opportunities that often include challenges requiring resilience. The key practices to embrace this ritual include redefining failures as learning opportunities, focusing on areas where you've already demonstrated resilience, and noticing and changing negative thought patterns. Remember that everyone who has ever succeeded has been resilient at some point. The question isn't whether you currently consider yourself resilient, but rather how to increase your resilience moving forward. With practice and persistence, you can develop the resilience needed to bounce back from any setback and continue your journey toward your top 1%. To achieve optimal results, you need all three components: choice plus commitment plus consistency. The journey itself is often the most fulfilling part of any achievement, not just reaching the goal. Scott Rigsby's inspiring story illustrates this principle. As the first double amputee to complete an Ironman triathlon after losing his legs in a car accident, he showed that determination and refusing to make excuses leads to success regardless of your starting point. Choice is fundamental to achieving your goals. Your choices are inputs that lead to specific outputs, so it's essential to align your choices with your goals and identify which choices have the greatest impact. Candy Leitner's story illustrates this power. After her daughter was killed by a drunk driver, she chose to found Mothers Against Drunk Driving, making a profound difference in society. We make countless choices daily, from small decisions to life-changing ones, and we should invest our time in choices that add the greatest value to you, Inc. Commitment levels connect directly to your choices, beliefs, goals, and values. Before committing to anything, you must determine what you believe in and want to achieve. The three-step approach to evaluate commitments helps ensure your calendar reflects your true priorities rather than unwanted obligations. 1. Know what's on your plate. List all current commitments across all areas of life. 2. Identify the value of each item. Mark which commitments add value, plus, versus those that drain energy, minus. And 3. Decide what needs to shift. Examine if your commitments pull you toward or push you away from what's important, then make necessary adjustments. Consistency is the foundation of success in every domain. Companies like Starbucks and Four Seasons thrive by delivering reliable experiences, while athletes like Roger Federer achieve greatness through consistent training. Unlike fleeting motivation, consistency means showing up daily regardless of feelings. The key is focusing on actions that support meaningful goals rather than temporary enthusiasms. To practice consistency effectively, focus on 4 key checkpoints. First, verify that your actions support truly meaningful priorities. Inconsistency often stems from pursuing goals that aren't actually important to you. Second, clearly define your specific actions so you know exactly what you're committing to. Third, leverage small steps rather than dramatic changes. If you want to wake earlier, start with just 10 minutes, then gradually increase. Finally, practice patience with yourself, recognizing that consistency develops over time. Balance isn't a perfect formula, but a state of feeling centered while juggling life's demands. Rather than an all-or-nothing proposition, balance exists within a personal range unique to each individual. What makes finding balance challenging is that just when you achieve it, life inevitably throws something unexpected your way: a new work assignment, relationship conflict, or personal crisis. Since all areas of You, Inc. are interconnected, changes in one domain inevitably affect others. This creates a natural tug-of-war that can disrupt your equilibrium. For example, starting a demanding new job might negatively impact your health and relationships if you're working late and missing workouts or family time. Each area of Yu Inc. functions as a structural pillar. When too many become unstable, the entire foundation weakens. Research shows we each have a balance set point similar to the happiness set point identified in twin studies. While genetics play a role, at least 40% of our balance level is within our control. Some people naturally maintain balance despite busy schedules, while others seem perpetually overwhelmed regardless of their actual time constraints. The balance framework consists of three essential factors: seeing the bigger picture, identifying non-negotiables, and making conscious trade-offs. When these three elements work together, they strengthen your foundation and increase your clarity. Neglecting any one factor creates pressure on you, Inc., and leads to imbalance. Taking a thoughtful approach to life means understanding how each action relates to specific outcomes. While we naturally focus on day-to-day minutiae, stepping back to see the bigger picture reveals what's truly important. Mary's story demonstrates how missing lunch created a chain reaction affecting her health goals, work performance, and relationship. By shifting her perspective to see these connections, she made three simple changes that transformed multiple areas of her life. Non-negotiables are the beliefs, commitments, and values you refuse to compromise. When you honor these priorities, you maintain balance. When you don't, your foundation breaks down. One client neglected her health while caring for elderly parents until we made her well-being non-negotiable, allowing her to regain energy and provide better care. The third factor in cultivating balance is making conscious trade-offs aligned with your values. Too often, we react rather than proactively decide, leading to an unfulfilling life. One client temporarily gave up weekend golf to focus on home remodeling, work projects, and his marriage, a conscious 3-month trade-off after which he returned to golf with his priorities intact. Balance isn't a fixed state, but a range that changes throughout life. The balance framework helps you make better decisions by seeing the bigger picture, practicing your non-negotiables, and making conscious trade-offs. Don't compare your balance to others. Everyone's situation differs. By recognizing your power to implement this framework, you can maintain the balance necessary to live in your top 1%. Living in your top 1% means exploring your highest potential across all life areas. It's about expanding your mindset, recognizing what you can achieve, and taking decisive action. The choice between good and great requires similar effort, so why not choose greatness? Often, your personal best requires just a small shift in mindset to create major behavioral change. Think of this journey as a road trip in a new car, some parts smooth, others bumpy. You're driving toward living in your top 1%, creating a fulfilling life by assessing your current position, designing meaningful goals, and taking action. You must decide whether to live as a professional with passion, commitment, and consistent action, or an amateur who commits only when feeling motivated. The 9 rituals provide a system for evaluating what matters most and making optimal decisions. When your strengths, priorities, and goals become clear, progress follows naturally. Now is the time to manage your life as a full-time business rather than a hobby. To implement these principles, follow the 7-step action plan. 1. Assess your Yu Inc. blueprint. 2. Identify your top 5 strengths. 3. Write down goals for each life area. 4. Focus on Tier 1 goals. 5. Identify challenges and solutions. 6. Take small steps toward each goal. And 7. Set specific target dates. You are closer to your top 1% than you think. The journey begins with a single step, deciding that you deserve to live at your highest potential. As you embrace these rituals and integrate them into your daily life, you'll discover that extraordinary achievement isn't reserved for a select few, but available to anyone willing to commit to the process. The question isn't whether you can achieve your top 1%, but whether you will choose to begin the journey. The tools are in your hands. The path is before you. Your top 1% awaits.